EU finally strikes deal on U.S. trade pact ahead of Trump's tariff hike deadline. By Christian K. Caruso on May 20, 2026. The European Union agreed early Wednesday morning to proceed with a provisional deal to remove import duties on U.S. goods, upholding a key part of the EU's trade deal as President Donald Trump's July 4 tariff hike deadline looms. A deal is a deal, and the EU honors its commitments, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on social media. I welcome the agreement reached by the European Parliament and the Council on reducing tariffs for U.S. industrial exports to the EU. This means we will soon deliver on our part of the EU's joint statement, as promised. I now call on the co-legislators to move swiftly and finalize the process, she continued. Together, we can ensure stable, predictable, balanced, and mutually beneficial transatlantic trade. The European Council and the EU Parliament disclosed in an official joint statement that the provisional agreement eliminates custom duties on U.S. industrial goods and grants America preferential market access and reduced tariffs on certain seafood and agricultural products. A second provision extends the duty suspension for lobster imports. The joint statement is expected to serve as a platform to continue engaging with the U.S. to lower tariffs and cooperate closely on shared challenges, the text read. The EU Council further explained that lawmakers introduced safeguard mechanisms and suspension provisions into the provisional deal, among which a sunset clause notably stands, which allows for the agreement to cease at the end of 2029 unless it is renewed. There is a suspension mechanism if the U.S. does not abide by the deal, a monitoring mechanism for the impact on our economy, provisions for unjustified tariffs on certain products, an expiry date for the legislation, and strong involvement of the European Parliament. Bernd Lang, the head of the EU's Parliamentary Trade Committee, reportedly said. Speaking to the Financial Times, EU Trade Commissioner Maro Šefčovič said that, despite turbulence, the deal holds. Šefčovič detailed that he spoke with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer, all of whom welcomed the recent development. We have demonstrated once again that the EU is a reliable trading partner, Šefčovič asserted. Although the United States and the European Union signed a trade deal in August 2025, European lawmakers have spent months locked in deliberations towards implementing the agreement. The trade deal faced further obstacles after the EU Parliament paused its ratification twice over the past year. First during the impasse surrounding Greenland, and then after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Trump's tariff powers in February. Earlier this month, Trump accused the EU of failing to honor the terms of the deal, known as the Turnberry Agreement, named after President Trump's Scottish golf resort. As such, Trump announced that he would raise tariffs on EU cars and trucks to 25% in response over the EU's failure to uphold the agreement. Days later, in a Truth Social post, Trump detailed that he spoke over the phone with von der Leyen and emphasized that he has been patiently waiting for the EU to fulfill their end of the trade deal, giving the EU a firm July 4 deadline to uphold the terms of the trade deal or be subjected to much higher tariffs. A promise was made that the EU would deliver their side of the deal and, as per agreement, cut their tariffs to zero. I agreed to give her until our country's 250th birthday or, unfortunately, their tariffs would immediately jump to much higher levels. President Trump's May 7 message read in part.